seasons in a row by your team, how proud are you to lead this team offensively?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We we have a lot of goals, and we're trying to win every time out. Sometimes it looks great, sometimes it doesn't, but the goal is to win. We play some good teams, and we played a good second half, so I was real happy with that. And 12-3, one game to go, 13-3 would be a pretty great year, and we just got to finish strong.
Tom, the Rob Gronkowski touchdown catch, can you take us back through that? What did you see on his effort on that play?
It was a great catch. He made just a spectacular – I was trying to give him a chance. It was man coverage, and was trying to give him a back shoulder and was probably a foot further back than I wanted to, but – I mean, he's just an incredible player. So he made the catch and got his feet in. It was a huge play in the game.
Tom, Mike Gillislee today active for the first time in a month and a half, scores a touchdown, big part of the game plan early, of course, complimenting Deion's work. Dwayne Allen, couple of catches today. Those are two guys that teammates have talked about for having a very positive attitude, even if there's been a lack of involvement, per se, for Dwayne in the passing game or for Mike when it comes to playing time.
Yeah.
What do their contributions mean to you, and how much of it they are a reflection of the attitudes those guys have maintained?
It's pretty great. I mean, for those guys to get their opportunities and take advantage, and we're all happy for them. It's, you know, a guy like Mike has just been itching to get out there, and just with the, you know, really the great group of backs we have, the way they've been playing, it's challenging to get on the field. You know, there's only so many touches in the game, but hadn't said a word, just shows up every day, works his tail off, and then got a chance today and really did well. So it was great to see it. And Dwayne, all the guys who kind of don't play as much, you know, I thought everyone contributed and makes for a good Christmas.
Tom, it always seems like there's one play that's a turning point. Today it seemed like that 15-yard sack by Malcolm Brown was one of the momentum shifters. How instrumental was that play in, you know, shifting the momentum of the game?
Yeah, that's a great example of playing at home, what that does. You know, one play turns into, you know, a lot of other plays and a lot of points. And that was certainly a big play in the game. And defensively, everyone played so great in the second half. And that's what we need going forward. Everyone's got to play great. Every quarter, you know, for the rest of the year, that's the way it's got to go.
Tom, late win last week. Close game this week, and then you pull away late. What does this stretch sort of say about what you guys, you know, have kind of built together as a team?
I think you just have to find ways to win, whatever it is, and you keep competing as hard as you can for 60 minutes. And I don't think you take anything for granted. You don't take a playoff. Anything can happen. And, you know, that's what playing 16 games is all about. It's not easy. It's a marathon for everybody. You have different matchups, and sometimes they work in your favor. Sometimes they don't on a week-to-week basis, and you deal with injuries and there's a lot of things, you know, we deal with, you guys deal with, coaches deal with, everyone deals with over the course of the season. So with one game to go, the chance to go 13-3 would be pretty special. And, you know, obviously Christmas tomorrow, and we got to put together a great week and try to beat the Jets here next week at home.
Tom, how important is it to go back to Kenny Britt after that interception and give him confidence being a new guy?
I think it's just keep building, you know, on the things that happen in practice, and when things come up, we try to correct them. And everyone's trying to do the right thing out there. We just, certain players you've had more time to connect with, and that's part of playing football.
Tom, can you talk about Deion Lewis and what he means to this football team?
Yeah. He's been incredible, and, you know, really, he got here, and no one really knew much about him a few years ago, and he got an opportunity and took advantage of it and played unbelievable for 10, 11 weeks and then got injured and really fought really hard last year to get back to full strength, and then came in this year, and it's just, I mean, you can't say enough good things about him and what he's done. And I've had a great backfield. Those guys are so talented and put a lot of stress on defenses, run game, pass game, matchups, you know, routes from the backfield, routes in the outside, you know, inside runs, outside runs. It's been great, and the line's really done a great job. I mean, those guys have played their ass off all year, so we're going to need to keep doing it. It's been 15 games, but, you know, the biggest ones are still ahead. So thank you, guys. Last one. Sorry.
Can you just take us through the touchdown pass to Rob? And I mean, one-handed.
Yeah. It was an incredible catch. I say it was man coverage, and I was trying to throw it to his back shoulder and threw it probably a foot further back than I wanted to. But he's got incredible, you know, body control, hand-eye coordination, and he made a great catch. So that was a big play in the game. And, you know, anytime you can throw it to Rob, it's a good play. And that was a big one. So Merry Christmas to you guys. Hope you guys all have a great holiday. Thank you.